It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Today's book is a mystery set in Lost Creek, Pennsylvania. For this week, WPSU's Emily Reddy reviews Tawny O'Dell's newest book, One of Us.
I just made an up-close and personal visit to Pennsylvania's coal country. I did it through reading Tawny O'Dell's brand new novel, One of Us. The book is set in Lost Creek, Pennsylvania, a coal mining company town. I assumed the town was fictional, so I was surprised to Google it and find it right there on a Pennsylvania map next to Frackville and Shenandoah, and with, you guessed it, Lost Creek running through the middle. I don't know how the real Lost Creek compares to the one in O'Dell's novel. My guess is not nearly as much intrigue goes on in the real town. In the novel, we start by meeting small-town boy-turned-minor celebrity, Dr. Sheridan Doyle. Doyle now lives in Philadelphia and has made himself rich as a psychologist who studies serial killers and gives testimony on their mental state at trial. He's also written several books and does guest appearances with Dr. Phil and Larry King. It's glamorous, but Doyle comes from tough roots. A father who beat him, a bipolar mother. When he finds out his beloved 96-year-old grandfather has been sick, he decides it's time for a visit to Lost Creek after more than a decade away. It probably won't surprise mystery readers that not long after Doyle returns home, people begin to die, and he gets wrapped up in the investigation. What might be a surprise is that we learn the identity of the killer pretty quickly. The real focus of the plot is figuring out the details of a long-buried secret involving the Doyle family and the Dawes family that's owned the coal mine for generations. I enjoyed the descriptions of the disintegrating town and its coal mining past. I'm not from rural Pennsylvania, but the people remind me of the ones I knew growing up in rural northern Florida. My town, White Springs, sat along the Suwannee River. It had been known for its supposedly curative springs 100 years before. When they dried up, locals blamed the nearby phosphate mines. Lost Springs, with its decay and mining roots, felt familiar to me even though I'd never been there. Even the craziest of the antics of the townfolk felt believable. One character did feel forced, our protagonist, Doyle. Sure, he's overcompensating for his blue-collar upbringing, but his pompousness and focus on designer clothes drove me crazy. The clothes may be a symbol of his newfound wealth and his insecurity, but all the talk of Ferragamo this and Calvin Klein that kept me from liking him quite as much as I wanted to. All in all, I enjoyed the novel, with its fast-moving plot and central Pennsylvania settings. Most of us have at least driven through towns like Lost Creek. Some of us are from them. Either way, reading One of Us is an interesting visit to Pennsylvania coal country.
That book is One of Us by Tawny O'Dell. It is published by Gallery Books. O'Dell will be signing copies of this book tonight at 7 p.m. at Webster's Cafe in State College. Our reviewer, Emily Reddy, is the news director for WPSU-FM. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Craig Johnson.